I would say a few words in English, then I would switch back to Chinese.
我会先说一些国语，然后转成英文。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹平安。
A couple of years ago, when I was invited to speak in a church in Canada.
几年以前我被邀请到加拿大一间教堂讲道。
In Calgary.
在可加利。
And when I was invited by the Chinese pastor, but I asked, well, because I'm already here, can you also make arrangement for me to speak in other sessions as well?
既然我已经在这里，除了讲到一堂，能不能让我还有更多的机会来讲到？
So he made arrangement for me to speak in the youth session as well as the English worship.
所以他不但让我在英文堂讲道，也让我在年轻人的聚会讲道。
He actually referred that to the English pastor a long time ago, but the English pastor actually forgot.
他跟他的英文牧师讲过，但是那个英文牧师忘记了。
Just a day before that, I remind him again.
所以在讲到前一天，我提醒他。
And so the English pastor said, "Okay, okay."
所以这个英文牧师说没问题。
By the way, the English pastor is a Caucasian.
英文牧师是白人。
So he didn't really read my bio or whatever.
他并没有把我的简介先看一下。
So as he just took the bio and read it.Just for a few seconds or so, and then he start to introduce me. Today we are going to have a NASA guy going to preach.
他因为没有看，所以就是照本宣科，然后说我们今天是有一个太空工程师来讲道。
NASA guy, okay.
所以一个太空工程的上帝。
You know that's why I have to speak that in English. You get the point. NASA guy, a little bit sarcastic, right?
所以这个就是为什么我要用英文跟你们解释，因为它有点讽刺的意义。
So.When it is my turn, get to the podium and say, well, thank you for your introduction. I'm not only a NASA guy, I'm also a Jesus guy.
所以我上台的时候我就介绍说我不是 NASA 的上帝，我是事实上是基督教的上帝。
我不是 NASA guy. 我不是一个，我不单单只是太空佬，我也是耶稣佬。Well, not only that, I'm also a Jesus freak.
然后我也是为耶稣
迷没啊，
耶稣迷，耶稣迷对。
Now it's a time for me to switch to back to Chinese.
所以我现在要开始用中文讲道。
有的时候呢，因为这个听起来很好笑，因为在英文里面、中文里面不大听得出来。
Sometimes English do not do justice about the Chinese joke.
所以我刚刚在看我的报告里面，我们说就说2001年起，蒙召从太空科学领域退休，然后2014年七月起接任北美远东中文事工部主任。这边有点简介的，当中有14年是空的。
So my bio in the bulletin, there's like 14 years gap.
其实呢，那十四年时间就是我是在牧会。
So I was actually I was a preacher.
所以在那14年里面，其实我在同一个教会28年的时间。
So I spent 28 years in the same church.
明湖中国教会 Clear Lake Chinese Church. I was a senior pastor over there.
So I was a senior pastor.
那前面14年是教会的弟兄。
So the first 14 years I was a brother.
后面14年是教会的牧师。
So the second 14 years I was the pastor.
所以呢，教会弟兄姐妹啊。有时候呢不太服气，说：“哎呀，牧师呢，你不知道我们都有被 lay off 的压力。”
So then sometimes the brother and sister were just joking. Everybody has the pressure or the burden being lay off.
所以我跟他讲说：“I was one of you.
So just 回答说我跟你们一样。
以前我也都经历过这样。
So I experienced laid off in the past as well.
所以在教会里面呢。真的这28年时间，而且里面当然很多是从太空中心的工程师，然后是医生，是做研究工作的。
So there are many NASA engineer physicians and PhD research in my congregation.
那跟人相处是非常非常非常的融洽，非常的好。
So it's been a wonderful time for me.
那所以28年以后要离开实在很不容易。
So after 20 years, I feel sorry to leave.
其实，最后我跟他们解释说，不是我要离开。
So I explained it's not my own accord.
我不是要离开，而是让我们的教会能够扩张。
So actually, I'm not leaving, but give the church an opportunity to expand, to grow.
我是怎么讲呢？我要求大家将我差遣出去，成为你们的宣教士。
So I want you to send me as a missionary.
那所以将来呢，我成为教会的宣教士呢，我在宣教工厂所做的所有的果子都是教会的果子。
So as a missionary, I will bring fruit back to your church.Our own church.
所以其实我现在正式的身份呢，是明湖中国教会差遣出来的宣教士，也是远东广播中文事工部的主任。
So I have dual position, the missionary sent from my original church, and also the Chinese minister for the Far East Broadcasting Company.
And executive director for Chinese ministry.
So executive director for the Chinese ministry.
那所以在这个事工里面，大家可能问说，为什么牧会牧的？在一个教会二十八年的时间，为什么会离开，要能够到宣教工厂上面呢
？So why I decided to be a missionary？
的确，在牧会的时候很开心，跟弟兄姐妹非相处的非常，因为二十八年最好的朋友都在那边，非常开心的。
So I enjoyed tremendous friendship as a pastor。
可是我平常能够服侍的就是上百个人嘛。
But I can only serve just about a little bit over 100-200 people。
一两百位。可是现在呢，我们服侍的是几百万。
But now I serve millions and millions of people through my broadcasting ministry.
所以我用一个很简单的这个数字，我们三月份收到的这个统计，有多少人在收听我们的广播呢
？So I give you a statistic that in March, how many people listening to our broadcasting?
有人可能问说，你从无线电上面怎么样子能够知道呢？
So how can you know from a broadcasting point of view? How can you get the number?
那我说，我们从无线电上没有办法知道，可是我们从手机或者是互联网上面经过这样子管道来接收的话，我们就可以知道有多少。
But we can count from cell phone and internet. Of course, the radio is difficult to count.
那单单在三月份就有140万次。
So we have 140 million hits in March.Oh, no,
1.4 million times.
Yeah.
Listening and download just in March alone.
So, 三月就是有140万听我们，然后还有把那个讯息。
所以，当福音，当我们把录制好成为可以听的节目以后，然后从不同管道送出去的时候，一个月能够上百万的人能够来听。
So the gospel through broadcasting, we can reach over millions of people.
所以这是。前面讲点序言的话，我们再来看看今天我们所读的这段经文跟我现在在服侍的有什么关系呢
？Now I'll come to the verses of today. Then any relationship with my ministry?
啊，我们来读这段圣经，因为不是很长，我们大家都一起来念吧。
So let's read together.
从第一节到诗篇第十九篇的第一到第十节。
Psalm 19 verses 1-10.
啊，我们一起来读，然后读的时候呢，就用。用当您自己喜欢的这个语言啊或文字来念。
So either Chinese or English, let's read together.
让我们这样比较能够区别的话，我们好不好？我们请弟兄念单数节，姊妹念双数节。
So brother odd verses and sister even verses.
Let's begin in Psalm 19:1-10.
好，诗篇十九一到四。
And then we brothers will read odd verses.诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
The God, the sky proclaim the work of his hand.
还有，这句话很重要。
被切掉了。
好，无言
无
语，
也
无
声
音
可听。
太阳如同
新
郎出洞
房，
又
如
勇士欢
然
奔
路。
耶和华的律法全备，
能苏醒人心。
耶和华的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧。 耶和华的道理洁净，存到永远。耶和华的典章真实，全然公义。Switch, yeah. Please switch. Okay. 好，我们经文已经读过了，那我们就来看今天的题目：两代的知识，耶和华的律法。
So, topic for today's sermon: knowledge of the lines, laws of Yahweh.
我相信第二部分耶和华的律法这样的题目以前一定听过。
So you probably heard about sermon about laws of the Jehovah.
第一部分两代的知识大概没有听过。
Probably you never heard about knowledge of the lines.
那我再问一个问题，是两代还是两代？
So how do you pronounce in Mandarin?
是量还是量？量是分量的量呢，还是测量的量？
So it's a measurement or it's a pun?
Is the measuring line or the weight? 量代的知识还是量代的知识？
So which one?
Weight, well, actually, it's a puzzle to me. Even I would say 8 years ago when I studied this verse.
因为八年以前我研究这个经文的时候，我也是很。
因为那个时候我第一次讲这篇讲道用这样子方式来讲的时候，差不多八年前在我自己教会里面，我自己看这个字看不懂哎。
So I first preached this and then I couldn't understand these verses.
因为如果大家看两个不同的翻译哈。
So there's a different translation into Chinese.
我相信我们大部分都是用和合本嘛哈。
So the most common one is to the left.
和合本呢在右边。大家写的说他的量代通遍天下，他的言语传到地极，是不是？
So the translation is to the right.
Then you actually see the that's the NASB translation. New American Standard Translation is the most literal one. 就是最直接的翻译的话是 NASB 翻译，你看它翻译成什么？第四节 The lines has gone out through
all the earth.
所以是线哈，这好像应该量代嘛，
so,
对不对？测量的线，对不对
？So should be the measuring lines.
可是呢，我们知道我们手上可能有很多弟兄姐妹用的是中英文对照圣经，是 NIV 的，是吧
？But
if you have an NIV Bible, read what is it?
So NIV, their voice gone out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. Verses 4.
第四节。
Yeah, their voice goes out into all the earth.
看见没有？它是什么？是 voice。
So that's voice。
所以呢，甚至在中文圣经的和合本修订本的时候，它把翻译成什么？它的声浪传遍天下。
Kind of weight of voice。
Wow。
Go out。
那这个题这个问题呢，就更广了。究竟是量代还是量代？究竟是声浪还是量代
？So it's a voice or it's a wave?
哎，怎么会又有声浪又有量代呢
？So what does it mean, voice or the wave?
Or lines, the voice or the lines?
Or voice or the line, yeah.
所以我们当去查它的原文，当我来读到这边的时候，那我说，哎，这个中文不行，看英文也不行，我又回去看原文了。
So it's confusing both in Mandarin and English. So I went to the original.
所以我就看到呢，原文里面这个字叫 kavan。
Kavan, it's a Aramaic or
Hebrew? It's Hebrew.
Hebrew.
Kavan, is like QVM. Okay, Kavan. QVM. In original Hebrew, there's no vowel. There's only consonant. So it's QVM. These three letters together. Kavan.
只有子音没有母音。
那 Kavan 呢？原来的意思呢？是什么呢？就是建工程的时候啊，木匠用了有一个黑的线哈，拉出去，拉开一钉子钉在另外一头，然后呢，量了以后呢，用手指上一弹，上面就有一条黑线。
So it's a measuring line in construction to make sure it's straight.
So for a carpenter, when they build house, they have a measuring line stretch out and then to mark the straight line. So, 所以这个 carbon这个字呢， 原来的意思就是测量的线。
So it's a measuring line during construction.
所以在 NASB的翻译 原来是对的。那为什么在 NIV把它翻译成声浪呢？
Why in NIV translated into voice?
而且和合本的修订版也把它翻译成声浪呢。那我们看那个声浪跟这个字呢，跟那个量线呢，只差了一个字母。
So voice and line is similar but not quite.
The voice 这个字呢，在原文里面叫 kolam.
So that's the Hebrew for voice.
这 kolam 这个字呢？
Yeah, it's Kolam.
Let me point it. Kolam呢, this is Q, this is V, 然后这里是 M, L.
So there's one alphabet put in between.
变卡旺变成 Kolam. Oh, Kolam的意思就是声音.
So it means voice.
当我们把这个原来的这个字呢, 在第一世纪的时候, 在第一世纪的时候，那个时候有一个非常重要的翻译本，就是将所有的希伯来文翻译成希腊文呢，有一个翻译本叫 Septuagint.
Right. So first century, there's a translation from Hebrew to Greek.
Yeah, it's called Septuagint. 那如果大家看这个文献上面的，它的简写叫 LXX. When you see a symbol that says LXX. That is a Septuagint translation from Hebrew to Greek.
So this is 最原始希伯来翻译成希腊文，它的代表就是 LXX
在最底下。在那个时候的翻译说，在那个时候的七世纪译本的，他们看到这个 Kavan 啊看不懂，他就自作主张把它加进去了个 L.
So sometimes they can't understand. That's why they add the alphabet into the translation.
Yeah, the Greek translator 2,000 years ago, they didn't understand the kavan. What does that mean? So they inserted a letter L to make it kolam.
2,000年希腊学者不明白，所以另外加了东西进去。所以呢，这一加进去了以后，就变成
the voice go out into all the earth, the words of the ends of the world. 那他说，他的声浪传遍天地，他的言语传到地极。哎，这样好像通了，是不是？
所以变得声浪亮带就变得不一样。那这样就好像make sense，是不是？就像我们的这个和合本修订本第四节这样翻译，他的声浪传遍天下，他的言语传到地极，make
sense，right？So
voice versus lines，好像
make sense。可是呢，我们翻译圣经的时候要解释圣经，最重要就是叫 context。所以内容最重要。我们看上文下理。
So we have to do a pretext and aftertext.
那我们看到这一节圣经，我说没有错了，他的声量传遍天下，他的言语传到地极，make sense. 如果单单这句话换来看，可能看到上下文呢。
So you have to see the pretext and aftertext.
第三节才刚刚讲说什么？无言无语，无声音可听啊。So
the third verse is
怎么又有声音呢？
No speech or no language. So voice is not heard.
So. If you look at the verse 3, it says there's no speech, there's no word. So the voice is not heard. Look how come that voice is heard.
所以无声音可听。所以呢，明明第三节讲说没有声音可听，怎么到第四节讲又说有声音可以听呢？ So how come verses 3, no voice, and then verses 4, so the voice go out?
所以按照它的 context, 它上文下理的时候，这样翻译又不通了。So
putting together, then it doesn't make sense.
所以究竟是量带还是声音？
So lines or voice?
究竟量带还是声音呢？啊，哎。So
it's very confusing.
所以有时候我在准备讲章的时候说，短的一篇讲章是20个小时，如果多的时候一篇讲章我可以花100个小时在里面，因为要做很多 research.
So there's a lot of research involved, so I can spend 20 hours to over 100 hours for a sermon.
后来就找到什么叫做线。
So I find the lines.
什么是线？
So what is a line?
我没有拿上来，我等。如果
So I'm going to get something to demonstrate to you. So on my left hand is a
指南针,
yeah, compass.
然后, 看有没有看, 在摆, 有没有?
So it's a wobbling.
为什么在摆?
Why? Why?
从我的右手到左手有看不见的线。
So there's an invisible line between my left hand and right hand.
叫电磁线, electromagnetic lines.
对电磁线, electromagnetic
line. Yeah, because in my right hand, I was holding a magnet.
So I'm holding a 磁铁.
Can you see it? No.
我把磁铁藏起来.
It is invisible. Magnet.
Magnet. 因为磁铁看不见.
Yeah, I'm holding a magnet on my right hand.
右手握着磁铁.
And a compass on my left hand.
左手,
and there is a line, invisible lines between my right hand and left hand. I can transmit information.
所以我的左手跟右手之间有间看不见的线来传播知识
in fact, 其实呢, 现在所有的, 这世界上所有信息的传播, 都是经由这样子的电磁线, electromagnetic lines.
So all the messages spread out is through this kind of invisible electromagnetic lines.
Even light.
甚至光也是这样。光有可见光、不可见光，所有的光都是电磁线。 So all the lights, visible, invisible, are electromagnetic lights.
当这个电磁线的它的频率比较低的时候呢，就是无线电波。So
when the frequency is low, it's a radio.
如果它频率很高的话，叫做X射线、伽马射线。So
higher frequency called gamma.
在中间呢，叫做微波（microwave）。
So in between called microwave.
所有 我们的通信传播知识的完全都靠着这看不见的线。So
all communication relies on those invisible lines.
所以看不见的线。So
that's those invisible lines.
无怪乎，当我们读到这里的时候，如果现在从第一节读到第四节的时候，是不是能够了解？
So now you can understand verses 1 through verses 4.
诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
So the heaven declares the glory of God, the sky proclaims the works of his hand.
他可以发出言语，能够传出指示。
There is no speech or language where their voices are not heard.
他可以传发出言语来，他也可以传出指示来，可是呢，听不到的，也看不到的。
So we cannot hear the voice or cannot see the voice.
可是呢，他这个线呢，通遍了整个天下。
Their lines go out into all the earth, or the voice.
他言语可以传到全部的地极。
So their words to the ends of the earth, world.
那我知道我们弟兄姐妹现在心里可能会在低谷。
So maybe you're mumbling within yourself.
3000多年前大卫怎么懂什么叫电磁线？
So how come David knows about electromagnetic waves? David knows about this?
Yeah,
King David knows about this?
A son of David, right?
There's a son of David.
Oh, yeah, very fair question.
这是一个应该问的问题。对，很应该问的问题。可是我们不要忘记，圣经有双重作者，是不是？ But there's a dual author for all the Bible.
所有的圣经都是什么？
God breath.
神所默示的。所有圣经呢，除了人的作者，还有圣灵是作者，是不是？
So the author is Holy Spirit and God breath and have human wrote it down.
所以人的作者写下来的时候，不见得他能够完全了解神启示给他的什么意思。
So sometimes human author could understand the inspiration from Holy Spirit.
其实我们在读圣经的时候，我们发现很多在新约圣经说，经上记着说就这样子应验了。然后我们回去看看旧约的时候，我说，哎呀。 上下文怎么看也看不出来，是不是？Right,
sometimes they said the New Testament fulfills from the Old Testament, but we went to the original text in the Old Testament, we couldn't understand.
So what is author's intent? That doesn't seem like it.
这个有的时候搞不清楚作者的意思是什么。
因为人的作者在写下来的时候并不了解，不见得能够百分之百能够了解圣灵的心意在多少年以后将会实现。
Because when human author wrote it, couldn't understand the Holy Spirit may fulfill that 1,000 years later.
我举个例子。
For example,
在我自己身上。
For myself.
我现在主要的工作是在负责电台的。
So right now I'm in charge of a broadcasting company.
我40年前在台湾研究所毕业出来要服兵役。
So 40 years ago, when I finished graduate school, I had to serve in the military draft.
所以呢，我那个时候是，因为研究所毕业，所以我可以考军官的。
So because I have a graduate student, I graduated, so I can be an officer.
So yeah, I was qualified to take the officer's exam, and then I was elected as selected as an officer, and not only officer, also a communication officer.Under Signal Corp.
所以我就是通信的后备军官。
哎，对，我是通信军官。不单通信军官呢，然后我受训的时候，在通信兵受训的时候，我的专长是无线电通信官。
So my title is a communication officer in charge of a
radio. Wireless communication officer.
Wireless communication officer.
无线电通信官啊。那然后呢，我到军队的时候呢，给我的这个职责什么呢？Then when I actually go into a troop, the Signal Corp, what is the task I was assigned? Guess.
大家猜一猜，他的职称是什么
？I'm a platoon leader for wireless communication in charge of 12 radio stations.
所以我就是管12个电台。
40年前，我能够想到说40年以后。我在服侍神的时候是在服侍用无线电广播的。
So can I imagine 40 years later I serve God through a radio station again?
40 years later, when I look back, I didn't know anything, but God has a plan. 40 years later, actually He will use my specialty in radio communication now in charge of a gospel radio.
所以40年以前，上帝就让我有这个方面的专长。40年以后，来用无线电传播、传福音。
的确呢，所以我们读圣经的时候，我们在越到以后呢，越能够了解神的启示呢。事实上是有不断的新的这个资料、新的这个知识出来的时候呢，我能更了解。圣经原来的启示。
So actually, through modern science, you can see the inspiration from God.
那我是说到这个地方还没有办法让你这个信服的话，那我们再来看接下去。
If I cannot convince you at this point, let's read further.
其实当我自己解释圣经的时候，我在查考圣经解释圣经，我也一直问我自己这样的问题：这可不可信？这样解释可不可信
？So I question myself when I read the Bible to see it's believable.
那接下去他神在其间为太阳设安设帐幕。
So when there's a bridegroom coming forth from his pavilion,
he set a tent for the sun. What does that mean?
So like from a pavilion or for a.
那为什么要为太阳设置帐幕？这边太阳跟那线有什么关系
？So what's the relationship between a tent and the sun?
而且不单单如此，这太阳从这边天的这边出来，到天的那边呢，能够。没有地方能够躲过它热气，好像它热气又有跟这个线有什么关系
？So nobody can avoid the heat of sun. Then what's to do with the light and the heat?
所以究竟什么是太阳的帐幕
？So what does it mean the tent for the sun?
太阳的热气跟亮带有什么跟凉带有什么关系
？So then the heat of the sun has anything to do with the lines?
那这是我的本行，因为是做无线电广播的，所以我知道。
Because I'm in charge of radio, so I know.
我知道地球是圆的。
Because Earth is a sphere.
我们最强的无线电广播站是在菲律宾。
The strongest radio station broadcasting is located in Philippines.
好，在菲律宾。那从菲律宾呢，我们传播出去呢，到新疆都可以收得到。
So we can transport all the way to the farthest part of mainland China.
Xinjiang, China.
So it's a new、
Muslim、
territory.、
Region.
Right. So we have a sister from Xinjiang.
地球是圆的。
So yeah, the earth is round.
我的发射站在这边。
So that's my transmission station.
被地球遮住了，是不是？
Kind of like blocked by the earth.
我地球是圆的嘛。
But because the earth is round.
我在这边有发射站。
So I had a projection station.
看不到，对不起。
Then I couldn't see the other part.
所以怎么可能由这边菲律宾的发射能够到新疆这个地方才能够也能够听得到呢？
So how can you broadcast all the way across?
God has to set a tent.
所以上帝要建造一个帐幕。
That's a tent.
So 这个就是上帝建造的帐幕。
因为无线电波在某一个频率里面，它有两个反射面。
Because there are two reflection points from radio waves.
Reflection surface.
A reflection surface.
For a certain wavelength of radio wave, there are two reflection surfaces. One is the best is ocean surface or the ground. The other reflection surface is called ionosphere, 电离层。
So there's two surface.
As you can.
So the top one is ionosphere and the ground level.
所以呢，无线电波发射出去的时候，能够有这个帐篷的时候，它可以在这两个反射面里面折射。
So between those spheres, so the radio wave can be reflected continuously.
所以神用太阳设立了一个帐幕，让这个线呢能够从地球的弧度的这边传到地球弧度那边。
So God used the tent of sun so that the radio frequency can transmit from one end of the earth to the other.
所以这样再来读第四节第五节的时候啊 ，In the heavens he has pitched a tent for the sun, which is like the bridegroom coming from forth from his pavilion, like a champion rejoicing to the sun his course, and he rises at one end of heaven and make the circuit to the other. Nothing is hidden from his heat.
所以神在其间为太阳安设帐幕，太阳如同新郎出洞房，又如勇士欢然奔路。他从天这边出来，绕到天那边，没有一物被隐藏，也不得他的热气。
为什么要热气
？Why do we need a heat？
因为这 ionosphere 电离层呢，就是因为靠太阳的照射，让大气层的上方能够电离化。所以太阳照到哪边，那个地方才有反射。
So whenever sun shone, that's the area for the reflection.
所以呢，如果要听短波收音机的时候，一定要早晨听或者是傍晚来听。
So if you listen to the shortwave radio, it has to be in the morning or before sunset.
因为太阳正好在发射站跟接收站的中间。
So because sun is in between the projection station
and the target.
So you have a sphere for reflection.
所以当我们读上下文的时候，以现代的知识的时候回去读的时候，哦，恍然大悟，原来神搭设了一个太阳的帐幕，然后用太阳围绕的地球转的 radiation, 热呢，能够产生这个电离层。
So the tent of the sun and nothing is hidden from the heat, so we can transmit radio frequency.
的确的，66年前哈，远东广播就开始对中国广播。66年，大家想想看，还有也是66年的是什么
？So 66 years ago, Far East Broadcasting Company started their service to mainland China.
1949年。
So 1949.
还有一件非常重要的事情是什么
？So that's another important thing. What happened?
1949年，新中国成立。
So that's a birth of People's Republic of China.
我是正好，他就是新中国成立前两三个月开始从菲律宾开始广播。
So that's 2 or 3 months before the birth of the People's Republic of China.
其实，在那个时候呢，我们的创办人 Dr. Bowman 开始是想要在中国上海成立无线电广播电台。
The original plan was set up broadcasting a station from Shanghai.
可是呢，那个时候国共内战。
Because of civil war.
所以呈上去的那个申请根本没有人理他。
So nobody process the paperwork. So nobody approved.
等了大概三年，三四年时间，实在是等不住了，就算了算了，我们就到菲律宾去吧。
So after 3 or 4 years waiting, they decided to start in Philippines.
结果在菲律宾的政府呢，倒非常的欢迎他们，而且给他一个执照，说不限制任何功率哈，你放多强都可以多强。
And the government of the Philippines is pretty friendly. There's no limitation about the wavelength.
Yeah, they actually gave us a license that's power unlimited.
So 无限, 无限能力.
Nowadays, we understand it's the power of the Holy Spirit is unlimited.
So that's, 所以圣灵是能力无限, 在那个证书上面就是这样写的,能力无限。
在菲律宾的那个发射站呢, 是全亚洲最强力的。
So the,
million瓦,
the projection station from Philippines is the strongest in the world, 500 million watt.
500,000 watt.
Or half a million watt.
对,
so that's a very powerful. So we can broadcast all the way through the deepest part of mainland China. So looking back,
如果说那个时候 Dr. Bowman 帮我们的电台设在上海的话 1949年11月1号 会发生什么事?
If, imagine if the projection station was set in Shanghai, so 1949 November, then what happened?
中华人民共和国成立了 那这些通通都被没收了是吧?
So probably confiscated by the People's Republic of China, so the station won't be there anymore.
1949年11月1号, 新中国成立以后, 第一件事情就将所有的宣教士统统赶出去。
The first thing when People's Republic of China came to being, the first thing they drove out all the missionary.
所以在那个时候,很多的中国的这些宣教士呢,都被赶出来。
So the missionary expelled from mainland China.
那还好呢, 我们的那个发射站呢是放设在菲律宾。
So luckily the project, the radio station was set in Philippines.
所以很多被赶出来宣教士呢就跑到菲律宾开始播放制作节目。
So that's why many missionaries went to Philippines to start the programming to a radio station.
所以大家可能会问说，啊，那今天究竟有多少人还在收听收音机呢？
So how many people are still listening to the radio?
其实我问从国内来的这些弟兄姐妹。 老一代的哈，他40岁以上的几乎每个都听，都听过这个良友的良友广播电台广播都听过。
People older than 40 from mainland China, they listen to the radio.
那可是我问年轻的一代了哈。
But for younger generation,
90后的。
So born after 1990.
我说有没有听过短波收音机的广播？
So ask them whether they heard shortwave radio.
他问我什么叫广播收音机？
So what is a shortwave radio?
他从来看都没有看过。
So they never seen one.
所以究竟现在有没有人听这收音机呢？
So do they still listen to radio?
偏远的少数民族的地区， 这是他们的lifeline， 还是要靠无线电的广播。
So in remote area, that's their lifeline. They listen to the radio.
可是呢， 如果在大城市里面呢， 这些年轻人呢， 大部分都 都没有人在收听呢，是用短波收音机来听的，他没有听过，他也没见过短波收音机。
So for younger generation living in the metropolis, never listen to radios.
所以他们用什么接收呢？
So then what do they listen to?
所以我来很简单的示范一下。
So let me demonstrate you something, to you something.
因为无线电波，用短波的无线电波可以传得很远。
Shortwave radio can transmit a long distance.
可是如果要听得很清楚的话， 要用FM。
But if you want to listen clearly, you have to listen to FM.
这声音听起来像FM的还是像AM的？
So this is a 调频还是调幅？
我是星源，我在这里等你。
听起来像FM声音是吧？
That sounds like
弄清楚是吧？
That's loud and clear.
FM 没有办法传那么远的，是不是？
But there's a limitation.
你要有那么清楚的声音，年轻人才会听得进去的，不可能经由短波能够传到那么远。If
it's not clear, the younger generation will not listen.
所以就像我们短用 FM 呢，要 VHF 或 UHF 以上的话， 就用什么呢?
Then how can we overcome this problem?
用人造卫星来转播。
So we have to use satellite.
所以人造的一个帐幕。
So we make an artificial tent by human. Human tent.
所以现在呢, 用人造卫星或者用海底电缆, 然后我们经由
So either satellite or underwater cable.
这是手机。
Or a cell phone.
我这手机怎么能够接受到信号?
So how can I receive signals through a cell phone?
还是无线电波?
So still a radio frequency.
可这无线电波的频率已经到 UHF 到 microwave 这种程度。 So it's 它要经过天线,
so
经过卫星的转播。
Antenna or satellite.
所以的确的, 我们今天仍然是用无线电波来传送, 用手机, 用互联网, 用这样子来传播信息, 对于年轻人来讲, 这就是他们的收音机了。
So for younger generation, we use internet or cell phone as their radio.
好, 我们不能在这边待太久, 我们继续往下看吧。 那我们说，有人可能有人问问问题说， 为什么今天还要用声音来传播信息呢？ 因为大部分人都在看视频了，是不是？
So right now we look at video. Then why do you use broadcast or radio?
说那为什么不用电视来传送呢？
So probably TV should be better.
大家有没有听说，在中国有任何的这个可以直接广传播的电视台从国外传？ 广播国内可以收到，有没有听说过？
So have you heard any TV programming directly from overseas to mainland China?
不可能的。
It's impossible.
因为电视所要占的频宽带宽太宽了， 非常容易被屏蔽。
Because the wavelength is so broad, it's very easy to shut down.
一个视像所需要的频宽是4个Mbps以上。
So because for them more than 4 Mbps.
声音所需要的频宽大概只有4K。
Yeah, so voice is very low, around 4K.
那视像所需要的频宽是声音的频宽的1000倍。
So actually, for TV, it's 10,000 more wider wavelength.
Yeah, let me explain that. The bandwidth requirement for the video signal is 1,000 times more than the audio signal. So that is why it is very, very important we continue to deliver the gospel message through audio signal. Through radio programs.
所以用收音机传福音还是很重要的。所以我们今天远东广播我们服事的，我们有一个永远不变的信息。 So we have a never-changing gospel message.
一个永远不变的信息就是神爱世人，耶稣基督是救主。
Because God so loved the world, and He's our Savior.
然后呢，我们用三种不同的三片不同的媒介呢。 一起来传送，我们有文字的, 我们有声音的, 我们也有视频的。
So we have three medium to broadcast the gospel through voice, message, or video.
Video, voice, and text.
Video, voice, and text.
And articles. 那可是呢, 我们当中的管道呢, 我们随时增加新的管道的。
So we continue adding more channels.
那我现在目前有短波了, 有中波了,调频了, 有互联网了, 有手机呢, 我下次来再分享的时候, 可能又会增加新的了。
So we now have internet, shortwave, FM, and cell phone. Next time when I preach here, probably you have more channels.
那我们传播的是什么信息呢? 那这一段非常重要。
So what's our message? That's very important.
那第七节了。
So verses 7.
我们看第七节到第九节, 讲到说, 耶和华的律法全备是不是?
So the law of the Lord is perfect.
耶和华的法度,
the statute of the Lord.
耶和华的训词,
the precepts of the Lord.
耶和华的命令,
the commands of the Lord.
耶和华的道理,
so the fear of the Lord.
耶和华的典章,
the ordinance of the Lord.
有几个名词来形容耶和华的律法。
So there are different descriptions about God's law.
唯一就是有一个地方中文跟英文有一点点出入的是第九节。
So there's a discrepancy between Chinese and English verses 9.
第九节中文的翻译说耶和华的道理洁净。
So in Chinese that probably the way.
那在英文呢是 the fear of the law, 是敬畏耶和华是洁净的。
So the fear of the Lord is pure.
所以究竟是什么意思呢？如果我们去查原文的话，他意思是说是教导要敬畏耶和华，这样子的道理是洁净的。
So because the teaching to fear the Lord is pure.
所以那这样子才是每个都是名词嘛哈。所以您看到这有六个名词。
So that's why there's six terms.
Yeah, there's six terms for law.
Six terms for law.
The Lord of Yahweh.
这是上帝的典章。
那这七个不同的名词呢，都是来形容耶和华的律法。那这七个律七个名词呢，是耶和华的律法的七个层次。
So there's seven levels about the Lord of the Law.
我首先讲到耶和华的律法创造天地，传遍宇宙。
So because the Lord created heaven and earth and universe.
有人才问说耶和华怎么样子创造。
So how can God create?
你说神创造宇宙，那究竟神怎么创造宇宙？
So how God created the universe?
我们平常都会有这样的误解，上帝是一个长胡子白胡子老公公。
So there's a wrong image of God. It's an old person with a long white beard.
Long white beard old man.
Long white beard old man.
Playing with mud.
然后就是在泥土。
And then bake it.
然后就是用泥土。
When they bake it, darkly brown.
然后用火烧，变成土变得灰色。
Underdone, our white brothers. Just right.Hey, that's us.
所以如果说烤的时间太过的话，就变成黑人；烤的时间不够就是白人；烤的刚好的话就是我们。
That's a joke, right?
这是一个笑话。这是上帝创人的造人的时候就是这个样子。
那如果我们想把上帝想成是用这样捏泥巴的话，那我们把上帝想的太小了。
So we're kind of like limit God.
That God is too small.
上帝是太小
了。因为神创造宇宙呢，这神不是宇宙的一部分。
God created the universe and God is not part of the universe.
God brought the universe from non-existent to existence. That calls a creatio ex nihilo. Creation from nothing. 所以神创造这宇宙是从无中创造出来有，而不是上帝本身是有的这一部分嘛。
So God put universe into being from nothing.
所以在十几年前的时候，我在做培训，在教这个科学与信仰的课程里面，有位学员，一位牧者就问我说：“那神究竟怎么样创造呢？”
So when I was teaching the science and creation, so one question was how God create.
突然就想到说啊，神创造就是用他的律来创造嘛。
Because God created with His law.
所以神创造宇宙万物，那宇宙万物之理就叫做什么？物理嘛，是不是？
Oh, that's why God created a universe and human with law. That's why the law of the nature we call physics.
所以神创造万物，这万物的定律不就是物理、化学、生物？这就是万物的定律嘛。
So God created everything, and then we have like biology, and then physiology, and everything. So that's God's law.
So the laws of Yahweh is not just limited to moral law, spiritual law. It's also all the physical laws.
所以上帝的律法不单单是道德，所有的自然界的一切都是他的律法。
那 the next one.非常重要的神的律法呢，耶和华的律法创造人，让人与万物不同，有神的形象。
So the Lord of the Lord created human in his image, in the image of God.
So God, the Lord of Yahweh, created man according to his own image. And then we have to ask, what is the image of God? 我们就要来问了，那究竟神的形象是什么？ Then we go back to the question. No, is God a...Long beard old man, from white beard, also with two eyes, two nose, two nostrils, and one mouth, two ears. 是不是？
所以老人两个眼睛，一个鼻子，一个嘴巴。
我是说，神人是按照神的形象来造的，那所以神的形象是不是就像跟我这个样子一样
？So I'm just God's image. God just looks like me.
那 让我再问一个问题，你为什么不说猴子也是按照神的形象造的？
So another question, what about monkey? Is that created in God's image too?
Look very similar to us.
跟我们很像。
Just one extra tail, right?
只是多了一条尾巴。
那如果这样再问下去，就是说，那神，我们是按照神的形象所造的，说造男造女嘛，哈。
So we created man and woman.
那神是男的还是女的？
So then, it's God, man or woman?
对啊，圣经里面讲说，神按照他的形象来，按照我们的形象来造人，所以神就按照他的形象怎么样，造男，造女。So God is male or female? So what does that image mean?
所以形象是什么意义呢？
神的形象什么意思？
So what does it mean, the image?
所以神的形象不是这外在物质的形象，是不是？
So it's not the exterior image.
从来没有人见过神，唯有拜父，唯有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。 No one have ever seen God, only the Son of God in his side and reveal him. 所以耶稣基督是可以看得到的，可是神呢，在耶稣基督降生以前是看不到的，是不是？
So we cannot see Jesus before he was born.
Jesus is visible, but before Jesus was born, we cannot see God. God is invisible. 所以我们说神的形象是什么意思？是指神的他的性格，是不是？
So what about image? Is that his character?
Character of God.
The character of God.
所以人与万物其他不同呢，是因为我们在我们里面有神的性格在里面。
So the difference between us and the rest of the creation is because we have the character of God in us.
那我们知道怎么样子舍己为人。
So we know how to sacrifice for others.
如果按照进化论来讲的话，说优胜劣败，适者生存，是不是？
So survive the fittest according to evolution.
那我们为什么会说，我举个例子哈，在猴群社会里面，当一个新的猴王打架选出来以后，第一件事情就把小猴子，不是他所生的小猴子，脖子拧断。
So the colony of king, when the new alpha male became the leader, the first thing he did was to kill all the little one, not related to him.
All the young monkey was not born from him will be killed. It's a common phenomenon we can observe. 那可是为什么我们刚刚我一讲到这个例子的时候，我就看到我们当中啊，尤其好几位姐妹眉头一皱，说这哎呀好残忍啊。
So I can see your expression. That's a very cruel thing.
为什么说好残忍
？Why so cruel？
如果按照进化的原理话，很正常啊。要不是你的 DNA 的后代，你都要把它杀掉，你自己 DNA 才可以去流传下去，是不是
？The survival of the fittest. You kill the enemy to promote your DNA to survive.
It's very natural.
这是非常自然的。
可是我们为什么说 that's cruel, 那个好残忍？
Why we have the expression that is so cruel?
因为我们有神的形象。
Because we have the character, the image of God.
因为我们是按照神的形象，所以我们里面有这个是非呢，往往是损己的。
So,
舍己的，爱人的。
So we have the image within us. We have the idea to sacrifice ourselves for the.
所以耶稣基督降世为人，为我们的罪钉死在十字架上。这是神的形象在我们当中最好的表达。
So Jesus died for us for our sin, and then expressed in ourselves we can sacrifice for others. That's the best expression.
所以我们再看到下一个，在上面一个程度，耶和华的法度教导人能够有智慧的意识。
So the statute of the Lord teach us so that we can have wisdom and consciousness.
所以我们说，究竟人跟其他动物有什么不一样呢？
So what's the difference between human and animals?
That's a self-consciousness. 就是人能够意会到我这个人是不一样的，我这个人从哪里来，往哪里去，现在活得有什么目的，很重要的。
So we want to know the meaning of life, where I was from and where I going.
So we always ask a question as a human being, where are we from? Where are we going? Why I am here for? That's our self-consciousness. 也有神将他的形象放在我们里面，然后指导我们，用他的法度来教导我们，我们才会有这样智慧的形象，智慧的意思。
Yep. Because the law, and then we have God's image, so that's why we have his courage and our self-consciousness.
第四，耶和华的训词设定道德，理定是非。
So the precepts set up our morality and judgment about right and wrong.
所以耶和华的训词告诉我们什么是是，什么是非。要不然我们怎么样能够定是非？
So the precepts of God taught us what is right or wrong.
因为很多人可能，尤其在这个现代里面，常常讲说，哎，你有你的事，我有我的事，所有的是非都是相对的。
So
对错都是相对的。
So right now the postmodern thinking is everything is relative. So your right may not be my right.
我们从国内中国大陆国内来的，我常常跟他们交谈的时候，我会问他们说：“请问你姓什么
？”So I often ask them, "What's your last name?
What do you believe? What's your faith?"
Oh, what do you believe?、What's...
请问您相信什么呢？他平常给我的第一个答案都是我什么都不信。
So the first answer is I believe nothing.
他觉得什么都不可信。
Because nothing is believable.
第二句话他说我信我自己。
So I believe in myself.
因为什么？他觉得是非。公道皆在人心，其实都在我的心，我觉得对的才是对的。
So I am the standard.
如果正义、是非都是统统都是相对的，没有绝对化，那这句话本身也是相对的，是不是
？So if there's no absolute truth, then this is a relative, and this absolute statement is relative.
So this statement itself is relative.If you say everything right or wrong is relative and the statement itself is relative, then obviously it is wrong. 所以呢，只要讲到有是非善恶的话，一定是有神的标准在我们当中嘛。
So talking about right or wrong has to be the law of the Lord.
所以耶和华的训词让我们理定是非，然后耶和华的命令呢，要我们如何归正到他的正确的道路上。
So the commands make us to be righteous.
第六，耶和华的典章奠定真理，让我能够实行公义。
So the ordinance is the foundation of truth, so that we can practice righteousness.
所以最后呢，我们讲了这些那么多的耶和华的律法，最重要在人心呢，就是要能够敬畏耶和华。
So the most important thing about God's, the Lord of Laws, is to fear.
当我们不敬畏耶和华，不敬畏耶和华的律法，会产生很可怕的后果。
If there's no fear of God and no fear of God's law, it's a very dire consequence.
在这个社会里面，就是非不分明。
So that's why in society there's no right or wrong anymore.
男人可以进女人的厕所。
So about the bathroom, you can pick and choose where you want to go.
Sounds like this president will wrap up his presidency with toilet paper.
所以这个美国总统他的最后的终结就是卫生纸。
那有时候我们看的真的是非善恶不能分辨。
So there's no right or wrong anymore.
所以我们 we have to reveal God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
所以敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
所以我们要能够敬畏耶和华所赐给我们的律法。
So we need to fear the Lord of the law.
所以我说最后呢，我们看到这律法虽然我们认为知道是对的，可是我们要行出来很不容易。
So even though we know what's right, we have to practice. That's a difficult thing.
因为保罗说立志行善由得我，然后怎么样行出来却由不得我，是不是？
So I want to do the things I want to do I could not do, the thing I don't want to do I do it.
我感谢神，在耶利米书31章31到33节，神在旧约里面已经赐给我们这样的应许。
But there's a promise in the book of Jeremiah.
因为他说我将来要将律法怎么样放在他们里面，写在他们的心板上面，不是写在石板上面。
So this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after the time declared the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts.
今天 这能够写在我们心板上的律法是什么呢？
So what's the law written on our heart?
希伯来书第八章第六节。
So that's in the book of Hebrew.
如今耶稣所得的职任是更美的，正如他做更美新约的中保。
So this verses 6, but the ministry Jesus has received is as superior to theirs as the covenant of which he is the mediator is superior to the old one.
所以当我来读到约翰福音第一章第一节的时候，恍然大悟。
So now when we read the Gospel of John chapter 1, then we can understand.
太初有道。
So in the beginning, there was Word.
道与神同在。
Word was with God.
道就是神。
God was God.
然后呢，道成了肉身，住在我们当中，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
So Word became flesh, live among us.
And the Word, the Lord of Yahweh, became flesh, lived among us.今天我们为什么能够将耶和华的律法写在我们的心板上面？
So how can we write the Lord of Lords onto our hearts?
不单单只是写在石板上面。
So not just on the tablets.
因为道成肉身的耶稣基督。
Because we're become flesh, Jesus Christ.
对不起，因为今天这一篇呢，中文英文两边所以时间拖久了一点。
So it took a little bit longer to explain.
有两样东西想送给我们教会。
So I want to give the two gifts to our church.
一个呢是我们制作的一个 DVD， 讲解整个跟十二六张 CD 呢讲解使徒信经，每一条使徒信经十二条呢，每一条都是一篇。那这个拿来做主日学的教材，相当好用，总共13次，刚刚好。
So there's a 13th, actually, it's a nice Sunday school teaching about.
视频呢 ，DVD 部分是我录的，然后这个 CD 部分是陈爱光牧师，正道神学院的教务长帮我录的。
So there's two pastors, me and the other the principal of another seminary.
那另外一个呢，是我写的一本书，叫《奇妙的宇宙，奇妙的好运》。
So it's the wonder of the universe, written by me.
So that provides a lot of. Real example of what I said.
所以就是我刚刚讲到的里头很多的证据都写在里头。
实际的这个例子呢，就写在里面。要说哎呦
，the real example.
你中文的我看不懂，哎，我这是中英文对照的。
So
it's interlinear in both English and Chinese. And I collect about more than 100 pictures.
所以从太空中出很多的照片。
For evidence.
来证明证据上帝的。